We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Tezvav Amud Beis. It says that Achashverosh couldn't sleep, so he asked his attendants to bring him out the book of Zichronos to remember if he didn't pay back a favor. So it says in the pasuk, "Vayu Nikra'im Melamich Nikra'im Aleim." It was reading by itself. "Vayimtza Kosov," and they found written. Now, Judah said Kosav. It was written. Kosov sounds like a present. It says in the pasuk, it says, "Vayimtza Kosov Asher Higid Mordechai, a big son of a Seresh, Shnei Sarisi Amelch Mshemri Asaf, Asher Bikshu Shloich Yamelch Achshverish." So Judah said Kosav. Melamich. We learn from here. Shimshi Meichik. Shimshi, who was in charge, he was the Sofer HaMelech. Actually, Rashi says he was a Soine Yisrael. He stopped the Binyan of Beis HaMikdash, and the Bach and the Marashah both say this was Haman's son. And he kept on being Meichik, this line, it says about Mordechai, the Gavriel Kosev, and Gavriel went ahead and wrote it. So that's Lashon Kosev, because it was a present tense. It kept on being rewritten. Amar Rav Asi, Dorosh Rav Shilish, Kvar Tamroso, Umak Ksav Shalamata. Madach Aksav, that's in this world, Shalashchusim Shal Yisrael, in Nimchak, if it's the Vashchus Yisrael, you can't erase it. Ksav Shalamailo, and Ksav that's Lamailo, Lokoshgein, of course, if Hashem decides to do a good thing with Klai Yisrael, there's no way to stop that. So it says in the Pasuk that Achashverosh asks, Ma also, Ma Nasam Yakar Gulul Amar Dechayazah, what do they do for him? Vayimru Nari Amalek, Mashar Shalom Nasim Yadava. Nothing was done. And the Sisi Chaman speaks out that it was Haman's job to give out the prizes or the rewards to people who did this, and Haman didn't do his job. So Amar Rav Lo Yipnei even Mes Mardchai, not because they love Mardchai, they tell Achashverosh that nothing was done. El Pesach Shainu is Haman. The interior ministers did not like Haman, and therefore they said the truth that Haman did not take care of the reward. The Mashash is a little different. He says that we didn't give a reward to Mardchai is hurtful to Haman. So that also means, that's what he said also, Mordechai didn't get a reward because he wanted to hurt Haman and give Mordechai a reward. So it says in the Pasuk that who is coming, Avir Melech mi b'chatz, who is b'chatz, and was Haman was coming to ask the Melech permission to hang Mordechai ala eitz asher heichin loy. That's Lashon Pasuk. And we darshin heichin loy, tana loy heichin. It turned out he prepared it for himself, loy heichin, that's what we learned. So Achashverosh tells Haman, after Haman gives the idea to put on the royal clothes and go through the town on his royal chariot, he says, "Va'osa kein l'Mardchai, do this to Mardchai." Amalei mano Mardchai, which Mardchai is a Jewish name? Which Mardchai? Amalei ha'Yehudi, Amalei tuva Mardchai yikir ve'yodaya. La me'yodaya l'arid Mardchai's. Amalei ha'yoyishev b'shar ha'melach, the one who sits b'shar ha'melach. So he found now. You know this Mardchai. He's a little bit disturbed at this. Haman says, "Amalei sakilei b'chad diskarta. Maybe you should give him a little city, a little town. Give him for a present. It's nice reward, a town." In Avi Uchad Nahara or a river to collect taxes across the bridges, give him one. You have to give him this thing to walk through the whole city with the royal clothes. Give him like a little city or a river. Amalei, Hanami Havalei. You know what? Give that to him also. Now Tapo Davikal Shabarta. Everything you said, give him. That means beside the taking him on the horse, and also give him the city or the Nahar. And the Mashal goes to explaining that Muhammad's tiny was that he's a lowly person. He can't wear the royal clothes. So he's not so rich. So Achashverosh said, "Okay, you know, so make him rich, and then take him, give him all that stuff, and then give him the Nahar and the city." So it says, "Vika Haman es alavush v'sasus." Haman took the lavush v'sasus, and so zok the Gemara. What was the story? What was going on then? Ashkei. Haman comes to Mordechai, he finds the Yasser of Banan Kameh, all his Talmidim are in front of him, Umach Vilahu Hilchas Kmitza, Lil Rabbanon. He was showing them how to do Kmitza. Rashi says this day was 16th of Nisan, the third day of the Tainus, as we know. Yesterday, on 15th day of Nisan, was the first Suda between Haman, Melech, and Achashverosh. And today was the second day, the second Suda, 16th day of Nisan. 16th day of Nisan is when you usually bring the Omer, the day after Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael. That's where you usually bring the Omer. He was showing, talking about the Omer. Kivin dechazi Mordechai, the apik lekevlei. Mordechai sees, look who's coming, Haman, v'susei, with his horse, mecha b'yad in his hand. Mirsis, he got scared. Amalei Rabbanon, hayra shol miktenafshi ikasi. He's told his Talmidim, Haman's coming to kill us, coming to kill me at least. Zilu mekameh, get out of here. So you shouldn't get burned by his coals. And they didn't listen. They stayed around to see what happens. But he's Shaita. At that time, Masativ Mordechai put on his rekel, the Kamle Lusus, and he got up to Davin. Also Haman, but Yosli came out. Haman sat down and waited for him to finish Davening. But Oirich, he waited at the Salik Mordechai Lusus until he finished Davening. Omal Husi turns to Tamidim, who didn't run away. Mayaskisu, what are you learning now? What are you doing now? What are you doing here? Amrulay, Bizman Chavez Mikdash Kayam. Man, the mad of mincha in the time of his mikdash, when someone was given a dava, mincha sadava, might see Molly come to the salta. He used to bring a koimitz of silas from schapulum and got a kapara. Amalahu, when Haman heard this, he said, "Osi Molly," he realized that he's on the way down already. Amalu, "Osi Molly, come to kimcha, a little handful of flour from you came, but dochi asara afe kikri kaspa didi, and will push away 10,000 kikri kasev that I offered to the Achashverosh to kill you. One little kaimitz can knock that out." Amalei, so Mordechai finishes davening. Amalei, so he turns to Haman. Mordechai turns to Haman and says, "Rasha, eved shekana chosim eved lami, menachos lami, eved who buys anything. Who does it belong to? And who does the eved belong to?" He was reminding him, "By the way, you're my eved." Amalei. So Haman ignored that. Amalei, kum levush, hani mani, put on this clothing, v'rechai v'asusa, and ride this horse. The boy look amalka, guess the king asked. Amalei, lo yechilna, I can't put on royal clothes yet. At the island of Ebani, until I go into the bathhouse, v'eshkulu ma'azai, and I take off my hair. Lava v'rechara, lo yishtumash imari malka, hachi, it's not the pasadik to wear the royal clothing when I'm a mess like this. I need a bath, and I need a haircut. Shadra Esther knew what was going on. So Shadra Esther Vasina Kuli Bay Bani Lakuli Umni. Esther sent out an edict that day to close all the bathhouses and all the barbers. Aili Iuli Bay Bani, so Haman had to bring Mordechai into the bathhouse to be the bathhouse attendant. Va'asre, and he washed in, Va'ozul, Va'is Zuzin Vase, he ran home to get a scissor, Vikashokabe Mazia, and he took off, he cut off his hair, gave him a haircut. Vahad the Koshokale was doing the haircut, in Gavinstach, he sighed. He was like, "Look, this happened to me." Amalei, my kamisnacha, misnachas. So Mordechai asked Haman, "Why are you so sad?" Amalei, Gabra dava choshev le malkam akul rav noi. A person who was from the most choshev of people in the government, hashdol shvai baloni v'sapar, he turning me into a bathhouse attendant and a barber. Amalei, so Mordechai turns to Haman and says, "Rasha, v'lav sapar shakar kartzim hayisa. Weren't you a barber back in Kfar Kartzim?" And the Brayis Taka confirms that Tano. Haman Sapar Shakar Kartzimaya Eschim Vishtaim Shana. He was a 22 years, he was a barber, he was a professional barber. He knew what he was doing. But Jacqueline Lamazia, after he cut Mordechai's hair, Lav Shinu Lamani, he put on the clothing. Amalei, Sak Ruchav, get up on the horse and start riding. Amalei Leichilna, the Chisha Chaloy, on my third day of tightness, 3 days straight. He's very weak. Leichilna, the Chisha Chaloy, my Kaychas are weak, my Tanis from tightness. So Gachim Vesalak, so Haman bent down and Mordechai climbed up. Kisalik, when he was climbing up, but they gave him a good kick. Amalei. So Haman tells Mordechai, "Lechu doesn't say about you when follow avecha al tismach. When your enemy falls, you shouldn't be happy." Amalei, "Hani mili be Yisrael. That's only from Klal Yisrael. Avidechu by goyim by malekim ksiv va'ata b'maseinu tidrach. You could just stomp on their bamas. You could stomp on them, and Echrami, we could do that to you." And Haman goes through the streets by Yikulafanov Kocho Yeosal Ishasha Melachovitz Bikarich. So Haman schlepped Mordechai through the street and said, "This is what the Melech does to someone that he had that he owes rewards for, if someone was so chashiv. Kiavanokit Ozbushfield by Haman was walking down Haman's street, Chazise Barte, his daughter saw what was going on, and the Kaima Igor, she was standing on the roof. Savra, Haide Rachim Avua. She figured that was like the Mustafa did a good thing that her father was riding the horse. Behind the mask, Kamei Mordechai. Mordechai probably was schlepping Haman. Shakla tzitzit the basic kisei. She took the bucket, the pail of the basic kisei. They didn't have bathrooms there with toilets that flush away. They used to have a bucket. She took that bucket. Shadisa arei shidavua. She dumped it on the head of her father. Dolly Enei. He picked up his eyes. See what's going on. Mechaz davuahu. And she saw that it was her father who she threw this on. Naflam igralara, she fell off the roof, umesa, and she died. Vahainu d'chsiv, like the pasuk says, vayeshev Mordechai el shar hamelech, v'ham nitchaf el beisay, avel v'chafu roish. So I'll explain the whole pasuk. Vayeshev Mordechai el shar hamelech, v'ham sheshesh sheshav el sakwa tenisa. After this, Mordechai wasn't so confident. He still went back to his davening and his tainus. He stopped his tainus. until it's over, it's not over, you have to daven. But for Haman, nidchaf al beisai, he went running to his house, avel, he lost his daughter, v'chafi roish, and he was very dirty. Avel abitai v'chafi roish al shir loit. He was avel on his daughter, and v'chafi roish on what happened to him. And he comes home, v'sapa Haman ul zeresh ishtoi, ul chol oyevav, he told his wife Zeresh and all his friends, es klasha karohu, v'yoyim ulo chechamav, v'zeresh ishtoi, and the chacham of zeresh ishtoi said, v'zera yehudim mardchai, asher chelois lim b'lefanav, if mardchai is v'zera yehudim, that you started falling from him, lo yisuch aloi, kinof al tipa lefanav. So it starts off saying, he told over the story to Zeresh and the chol oyevav, then it says, they answer back, chechamav v'zeresh ishtoi. So first it calls him oyevav, then it calls him chachamav. Karlo Eva, Karlo Chama, or Mechanon, Kola Ema Dava Chachma, Bafil Bumas Oila, Mikha Chacham. Anyone says something smart, knowledgeable, even if my Umas Oilam is Kula Chacham. What do they say? In Mizera Yudim Mordechai. Mizera means from a certain Zera Yudim. They told him that if Mordechai comes from a certain Shevet, you're not going to be able to win him. Then you're over. It's over. Game over. Omulei, this is what they told him. Imashar Shvatim Ka'asi, if he comes from other Shvatim, you'll be able to maybe win. But if it's Mizera Yehudim from those that you're not going to win them. Which ones? Yehuda, Binyam, and Ephraim, and Asher. Yehuda, the Chsiv, Yedecha Ba'er Pevecha, Yodcha Ba'er Pevecha. Pasuk says that Yehuda's hand will be Ba'er Pevecha, and you're not going to win him. And Enoch, the other three, the Chsiv, who says in the Pasuk, Ephraim, Ephraim, and Binyam, and Asher, Oiras, Murasecha. Hashem helps out the Gvura. The pasuk says, they have Yeshua. So if it's those children, those are descendants of Yehuda, of Yamin, of Ephraim and Asher, you're not going to win. And Taka Mordechai is a descendant from both Yehuda and Yamin. The pasuk says, double off. You will fall down, Haman, in front of Mordechai. What's double off? Darash Yehuda Rabbalai, Shtei Defilas Lama, Amrulai, Umazumashul Afa, Umashul Khavim. This nation, sometimes they compare it to sand, like we see in Sefer Bereishis, sometimes it's Kachavim. Because in Yardim, when they go down, Yardim Ad Afa, they go down to the dirt. Because in Olim, when they go up, Olim Ad Kachavim, they go to the stars. They reach the stars. And that's what's not for people. You're going to fall, and they're going to reach the stars, which is even more disappointing for Haman. V'sarisei HaMelech Hegiu V'yavilu. And says he came home, Avil Chavarosh, and his wife and the Chacham tell him that you're done, and all of a sudden the Sarisi Amelech, the tenants of the Amelech come and say, come, you're late to the party, you don't come late to the royal party. Hegiu by Avilu, Mulamich Avilu Vavale Burim. He was old Tzaflagin, he hadn't taken a shower. He was Mamish Tzaflagin, and we know what happens by the Suda. Esther says that Ish Tzar Va'oyev Haman Azeh. That, and the Pasuk says, Kinim karnu ani ve'ami lahashmid laharig la'abed. Esther says that me and my nation were sold to be destroyed and killed. If Haman had made the exerit that we should be sold for Avad, it would have been quiet. Ki ein atzar shoyev ebnezik ha'melech. What does that mean? Ki ein atzar shoyev ebnezik ha'melech. Amru loy, Esther told Achashverosh, Tzar zeh, this Rasha, ein shoyev ebnezik ha'melech. He's not choshish for the Hezek of the Melech. Ikni baba Vashti v'katla. He killed Vashti. He got Vashti killed. Hashti ikni v'di, and they kill me. And Baila Mikli wants to kill me. So, v'yema Melech HaKashverish. So after this, v'yema Melech HaKashverish, v'yema l'Esther HaMalka. Mi huzev eze, who is this? Who is this person who wants to do this? It says, double lashon v'yema. V'yema v'yema l'amuli. Amar avov, v'tchi lai de Torgumen. Until then, when Esther and HaKashverish talked in public, they talked with a Torgumen. Why? Because she wasn't royal. She was in royal lineage. But given the Amalem, Beis Shaul, because you know, once she said she comes from the house of Shaul, she said who she was, Miyavid, Yoim Mila Esther Amalka. She talked straight to Esther Amalka. Zotim Laravaita, about 2 dots, like 10 lines on the bottom. Vayoim Esther, Ish Tsar Va'oyev Haman Haraza. You know what it is? It's this Haman Haraza. And he pointed to him. Omra Balaz, Malamed, Shesha Mechav Kapi Achashverish. She wanted to really point towards Achashverosh. And the Malach came and pushed her hand towards Haman. And of course, the Bali Musa, and everyone asks, like, what would that have mean? Esther was going to point to Achashverosh and say, you're the one? Like, you need the Malach pushed away. What was she thinking? So it would have been over. So they say, because when someone is a real Emes Lamita person, they can't help but say the Emes. They just can't help themselves. You know, some people who are blunt, there's reasons because they're so Emesic, they just can't help themselves. V'amelech kam v'chamasa. It says, after he says, this is Haman, V'amelech kam v'chamasa, Mr. Yain, he got up furious, Mr. Yain, Alginus Abisa, went to his garden, V'haman omad levakash anafshim, Esther Malka, Kirov, Kosal Rova, Mesa Melech. Then it says, V'amelech shav v'ginus Abisa, he comes back from Ginus Abisa, and he finds Haman on the bed. So it says, V'amelech shav v'ginus, it says, V'amelech kam v'chamasa, V'amelech shav v'ginus Abisa, Makashiva lakimu, make a hekesh, just like when he got up to go out, he was furious. When he came back in also, he was furious. Makima, just like when he got up to leave Bechema, he was angry. Af Shiva, when he came back Bechema, why? The also Ashkech went outside to the garden and he sees the Malachi Asharis Ismalay Kigabri. He saw these Malachi Asharis who were dressed up like men, Mikaakri Lilani, that chopping down the trees. The Bustani from his beautiful garden. It took years to grow those trees. What are you doing? Omrulay, the Bektina Haman. Haman told us to knock down the trees. So also basically, he goes back in, but Haman noifal amita. He comes back in furious to find out why we're knocking on the trees. He finds Haman fell on the bed. Noifal, nafal boy, let's say nafal. Why is it noifal? The Malach came and pushed Haman onto Esther. And he says, Achashverosh says, Hagam lichbay she's a malka, imi bevayis. He's trying to capture the queen with me in the house. What are you trying to do? I can't take this Haman. Woe to him from the in the house. Woe to him outside the house. He's just a big troublemaker. Chavoyno, at this point, was the helper of Haman. He was the only other person in the world who knew about this tree. Haman was on the way that day to tell Achashverosh about making that big, tall pole to hang Haman, the tall gallows. The only other one who knew about it right now was Chavoyno. Chavoyno says, He was a Rasha, he was Ba'itza Eitza. He's the one who planned out to hang Mordechai. He went to Rasha, this guy, Miyad Barach. He right away ran away from Haman's camp. It says in the Pasuk about a Rasha, it says in the Pasuk that what happens to a Rasha at the end of the day is, Vayashlech Allah, Vayachmol, Vayodoy, Barach Yivrach. That when Hashem brings Peronios to the Rasha, even his friends run away. And they hung up Haman. V'chamas ha-melech shechacha. Double Rasha, not shechach, shechacha. Shtei shechichas lo lo'ama. Echa shemalkas lo'olam. One kaviyachol, that Hashem's anger was calmed. V'acha shachashverish. The other one of Achashverish. V'amri lo, adivim shan, double Rasha. Acha shel Esther, v'acha shel Vashti. Now he's finally calm about he lost Vashti and he almost lost Esther, but now he got rid of Haman, he was able to calm down from that anger.